definitive guy of the Central Southwest, this fellow that I feel I've known through Melquiades Estrada and No Country, and this film. I mean, they're variations, for me anyway, on the same theme, and it's an immensely sad, meditative, kind of hurt, kind of sorry, and yet wise at the same time way of looking at things. It's really moving to me.
Oh, good.
Why I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know. Were you thinking about them being, these roles being similar at any time?
I hope not.
Well, you know, I mean, just...
I'm certainly not thinking about what they, what the characters might have in common or how they might be the same. I'm certainly spending my time thinking about how they're different.
I had a chance to talk to Lanny. I was so moved by the film when Paul showed it to me last June that I called him up.
Yeah?
Just, you know, talked to him about an hour.
He's a nice man.
Yeah. You have a chance to, are you the sort that likes to get to know people that you're playing, or do you like to stay away from it, or what's your method like?
Oh, it varies from time to, from movie to movie. And the fact is, I actually wasn't playing Lanny. I was playing somebody different. But I'm sure, I think that Lanny was somewhat of an inspiration to Haggis when he wrote the screenplay.
Mm-hmm. Although Paul told me he didn't go with what Lanny feels might have actually happened. Lanny feels that what may have happened to his son was a deliberate thing because they felt he was not to be trusted with something horrible that happened back there.
I don't know. I didn't really get into that with Lanny.
But did you have a chance to, what, you met him on the set, or when did you?
Yes. Yeah, on a couple of occasions, two or three times.
Have you, I think that you're basically, I mean, what I feel coming is, I feel this is kind of a, you know, you're looking at if you care to, but I know that you don't care to make a, start doing interviews for the end of the year award season. Do you anticipate that being part of your schedule, or do you've got?
Well, there's a lot of, there have been a lot of requests for me to do, you know, public relations days, interviews, and a few different film festivals. I'm going to do what I can. If I did it all, it would be impossible to do it all, really. But I'll be doing as much as I reasonably can.
Is the beard a regular thing with you guys? With you?
What?
Or do you regularly have a beard these days? Or are you doing a part?
I do today.
Are you doing anything job-wise coming up within the next few months?
Oh! Well, we're always working on something. Yes, ma'am?
No, I'm just peeking in.
Okay.
I heard cameras, so I was...
Yeah,
it jumped off the table. It's,
okay.
Unruly camera.
Yeah. Well, how about directing again? Sorry, it's the weight of the thing.
Yeah.
It's this.
The lens is top heavy.
It's top heavy. Yeah. I thought that your direction of that film was did not feel like someone finding his way through directing. I thought it was very, very well.
Thank you. Yeah, we worked pretty hard at it.
I mean, the cutting of it, the pace of the acting, everything was...
Yeah.
Did you, have you talked to... I am friendly somewhat with Guillermo Arriaga.
Uh-huh.
Have you talked to him about maybe doing something else? He's a wonderful screenwriter.
Yeah, he is. I talked to Guillermo yesterday, actually. He's doing well. He's getting ready to direct a... His own screenplay.
What is that? I forgot.
It's called The Burning Plain.
You read it?
Yeah, I've read it. And I'm in the process of reading it again. I told him yesterday I wanted to read it.
Yeah.
Two or three times before I...
You might possibly...
Before I called him back. Mm-hmm. Well, he just wanted to know what I think about it.
You get sent a lot of stuff, obviously. I've always felt that if a screenplay if the screenwriter knows what he or she is doing, you can tell within like 10 pages.
You know, that's about right. I think that's about right.
It's like a movie or something, you know. You can always tell if it's on it.
Yeah, big, you know, big, splashy, impressive beginnings are easy to write. Mm. But they, as you pointed out, don't last over 10 pages.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have to have a screenplay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The wonderful, you know, the thing that I love so much about about your character in this film is how you conveyed in very economical ways this sense of the discipline, the shining of the shoes, mm-hmm. not wanting Charlize Theron to see him without his shirt on, even if it's
yeah.
wet. You know?
Yeah.
Really good stuff. I mean, it wouldn't occur to me that what's the difference if I had seen it in a t-shirt, but I thought that was really good that he was that formal.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be even that exposed. And frankly, there's that wonderful little scene at the very end, which I thought the economy that you used. You say that it was your son's favorite story too.
Oh yeah, in the cafe there.
And she does one of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And your character appropriately doesn't go like that in return. You know, because that's yeah. not who the guy is. He doesn't have that emotional. I thought that was the choice was just.
It's an emotional moment for the fellow, but he's not very demonstrative, is he?
And because he is not demonstrative at that moment, that makes it to me like five times more moving.
Yeah.
And if he had, you know,
the cool thing about that scene is that she understands that. So it's actually two real people.
Mm-hmm. It's really good work.
So. Well, thank you.
I've seen it like in the rough form twice, and I mm-hmm. saw it last night with the music.
Oh, I haven't seen it with the final score, and I expect that since I've seen it, as much as maybe you know. Certain minutes have been taken out. When I saw it, it was a bit too long, I thought. And it was a temporary score.
You mean towards the end? There's some talk about just before I was shown that they had decided that after the revelation of what actually happened, mm-hmm. it took too long to wind down. Is that what
it's possible. But what I would have done and what I expect Paul has done is snip some short ends, you know, snip mm-hmm. a little bit off the beginning and a little bit off the end of a lot of those scenes, and mm-hmm. maybe a little piece in the middle, right. rather than any kind of major plot surgery.
Yeah.
You just make stuff happen faster, and there could be some trimming toward the end of it.
Right.
From the time I saw it, it might have had more than one ending, and you only need one, and and more than one ending is too many.
I've forgotten who your editor was on Melquiades Estrada.
Melquiades Estrada is Roberto Silvi. He edited, I think, the last seven movies that John Huston did.
Really? You mean Fritzi's Honor?
I'm certain. He certainly did Under the Volcano and movies before that and after. He certainly did, I'm pretty sure he did Wise Blood. He worked rather closely with Mr. Huston.
Where are you at politically these days? Do you support anybody? Do you, are you moved to sign petitions or?
Well, politically I'm you know, a private citizen. So I tend not to talk about it publicly because you're then seen to be beating a drum somehow, and I don't intend to do that.
As George Clooney said to Barack Obama, I'm willing to do anything I can to help you, including stay the hell away from you.
Including keeping my mouth shut. I'll go so far as to remain silent.
Yeah. I was just talking to somebody about how nobody can quite believe that, you know, at this stage, it's just odd that, I'm a big Obama fan, but that so many people are, so many people of color are so into, they're much more supportive of Hillary Clinton at this
stage. Yeah. I don't know what the trends are. you know, you see the results of polls on television, and I don't know what the hell they mean.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I doubt they have any meaning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I gotta go, but thank you for your time.
Oh, yes, sir.